This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Because of Christ's resurrection, we know that our bodies will also be raised from the dead. We read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We also know that we have been given the power now to live the Christian life. These ideas are combined in Paul's image of sitting with Christ in glory. Our eternal life in Christ is certain because we have been united in this very powerful victory. We're in chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians today, and we're going to begin reading in verse 6. And lifted us up from the grave into glory along with Christ, where we sit with him in the heavenly realms, all because of what Christ Jesus did. And now, God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich his kindness is, as shown in all of us, as he has done for us in Jesus Christ. So, our passage speaks of how God raised us up from the dead. That's what our redemption and our salvation is, gang. It's resurrection. We're back from the dead. The King James Version says that God raised us up together. And that speaks therein not only of our personal redemption, not only about our personal position, but that of the greater church. And we cannot overstate this importance. We know he is a personal God, but that does not mean that his actions were meted out just for me or just for you, and that there's no greater corporate purpose. Now, we live in a day where many try to cop an attitude and excuse themselves from the accountability of body life, the responsibility and participation in the local church. We need to bear in mind the language of this whole letter, how it takes in the unity and the purpose of the church, the body of Christ. When we attempt to stand outside the group, we do so in pride. We do so in self-centeredness and rebellion. Furthermore, we must slash and burn vast segments of the scriptures to get it done. And moreover, in such a position, we cannot fulfill our individual purpose or exercise the spiritual gifts that have been given to us. No one remains outside of the active participation of the church, the local church, for very long. He or she will always be rendered spiritually impotent, and ultimately will find himself or herself on their face in the dirt. God raised us up together, that scripture says. He made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now note that it says, not will sit, but sit now. See, we must cease to think of ourselves as living fully in this world now and just needing to get through this life so we all can go to heaven. Look, however wonderful that is, we sit in heavenly places right now, and we need to live like it. We currently have what I would call a dual citizenship. Yes, we live here in this world, in the USA, but we live in the kingdom realm at the same time. Now, this fact is what naturally sets the true believer apart from the rest of those out on the streets on any given day. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Why is the acknowledgement of and the living in the body fellowship so important? Well, the promise is here. So in the ages that would follow, in the days and the years to follow our redemption as well as an eternal realm, God might show us, and here it is, gang, the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us. Man, what a promise. What a state of life. Let me ask you today, does this sound like your life? God loves to show great grace to great sinners. It's been said that we are the trophies of his grace, and the whole world looks on to us in amazement. They just sit back and stare. Look at those people. Man, who would have thought that they ever could, that they ever would, be what they are today.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.